Verizon wants customers to pay up for paying their bill.
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
Good morning from APM American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Adrienne Hill, in for Jeremy Hobson. Verizon is introducing a new fee in January. Anytime a customer pays their bill over the phone or online with their credit card, they'll have to come up with an additional $2. The announcement did not go over well. Verizon is already facing a backlash from angry customers. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Ginzer joins us now live to explain. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Adrienne.
So help me understand, why is Verizon charging this extra $2 fee?
Well, Verizon says this fee only applies to customers who make a one-time payment online or, as you said, over the phone. Verizon says it costs more to process those payments, and it's just passing those costs on. But, of course, consumers don't actually like the idea of having to pay for the privilege of paying their bills. Maggie Reardon is a writer for CNET, and she says she's already hearing from readers who are really angry with Verizon.
If you want me to pay my bill and you want me to pay my bill on time, isn't that the cost of doing business? If you offer it the ability to pay online, I shouldn't have to pay you extra to give you my money.
And, you know, this is just one complaint we've heard from customers all year long about different types of fees that are being imposed. You know, we've seen some Bank of America rolled back its fees. Can we expect that kind of consumer outrage here to make a difference?
Well, possibly, although consumers' options here are pretty limited. A lot of customers with cell phones, me, for example, are locked into long-term contracts, so they would face a penalty if they left Verizon. But this new fee comes on top of service problems this month that really upset Verizon customers. And by the way, Adrienne, Verizon's competitors, AT&T and Sprint, say they do not charge their customers for any bill-paying options.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Ginzer, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Now, let's do the numbers. Asian markets are up this morning. European markets are down ever so slightly. The Dow finished yesterday up 135 points at 12,287. Here in the U.S., investors were buoyed by another round of economic data that has them thinking that this time the recovery is for real. In Spain today, inflation eased more than expected. In December, prices rose there at their lowest rate in over a year. Here in the U.S., we've heard about and felt our own inflation, rising food prices and metal prices and prices of things we don't usually even think about, like cotton. But now, as the year winds down, inflation seems to be slowing a bit. For more about why that matters, we turn to Chris Farrell. He's Marketplace's economics correspondent. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So where are we with inflation right now?
Well, as you know, there's lots of numbers that touch on inflation, but just to highlight a few, consumer price index, producer price index, the personal consumption expenditure index, they're all showing that the inflation gauges are relaxing. They're coming down in the second half of the year as we enter into 2012.
And how does that, and maybe how should it, play into policy decisions right now?
I think one thing that's going to play into, I don't know about you, but, you know, the sort of criticism of the Fed has been kind of muted.
Mm-hmm.
So it might make it easier for the president. He's nominated two people to take empty seats on the Federal Reserve. Might be easier to get those nominations through. I think that it gives the Federal Reserve a lot more room to maneuver in terms of keeping interest rates low and then perhaps embracing some sort of program to provide some support to the economy in 2012. So basically, it's a more relaxed atmosphere, gives the Fed room to maneuver, gives some support to the economy.
And how does it matter to me and you?
Well, it matters in a lot of ways. First of all, I don't think it's quite coincidence that we've had an improvement in consumer confidence as the inflation numbers come down. I mean, people really hate inflation. I mean, the fact is, when inflation is high and rising, your dollar just doesn't buy as much. So we feel a little better with low inflation. The other thing is, the Federal Reserve is the only game in town. So with all the problems in Europe, the questions about will the Eurozone crack up in 2012 or not, you know, will this economy gain traction, the Federal Reserve has room to maneuver with low interest rates and with low inflation.
Chris Farrell, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to FreakonomicsRadio.com.
Las Vegas is expecting its biggest New Year's ever. More than 300,000 revelers are expected to pour into the city this weekend. It's big money, especially gambling, which has more and more states looking for their own piece of the action after a new ruling by the Department of Justice opens the door for online betting. Marketplace's Gregory Warner reports.
The Federal Wire Act was passed in 1961 to take down the bookies of organized crime. The act made it illegal to send bets over a wire. In the 90s, the act was expanded to include the internet.
This has prevented states from legalizing internet poker.
Professor I. Nelson Rose specializes in gambling law at Whittier Law School. He says the Department of Justice has reversed its stance. Online gambling is okay. Only sports betting is still illegal. Now, each state has to pass its own online gaming laws. Only Nevada and D.C. have already done so. Iowa and California could be next. Supporters say states could take in millions by taxing online games and selling lottery tickets online. But there is a danger.
It does bring gambling into the home. And there is a danger when gambling is too easily available.
The law passed in D.C. has an answer to that. Gamblers have to bring their laptops to one of 20 hotspots around the city. Think of it as a casino, but in a Starbucks. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
And finally, have you ever forgotten your change at airport security? You aren't alone. In 2010, the total amount of change left at checkpoints was $376,480.39. Currently, the TSA gets to keep that money for operating expenses, but Florida Representative Jeff Miller wants to change that. According to the LA Times, he's proposed new legislation that'd send the money over to the USO for programs to support the military. Which might make me feel a little bit better about forgetting those quarters. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.